Hello.
Good evening. My name is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota News Watch and the Cheeseman Center for Democracy. Do you have a couple minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you. First question, are you registered to vote in the state of South Dakota, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party?
Republican.
Thank you. There is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide a regulation of abortion based on the state of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonable related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's Constitution? Do you support or oppose?
I support those.
Thank you. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, would be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote-getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's Constitution? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's Constitution? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollar designated for the child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor in your voting decision? Number one, will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump. Number two, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Number three, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Number four, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump. And number five, support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
Number four.
Thank you. Now, we'd like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident, thank you. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Election officials in Republican states. Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
Great deal.
Thank you. What about state election officials in South Dakota? Do you have a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or not at all trust?
Great deal.
Thank you. What about local election officials in your county? Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
Say that one again.
Local election officials in your county.
Oh, yeah. A great deal.
Okay, thank you. What about election officials in Democratic states? Do you have a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
Great deal.
Great deal. Okay, thank you. Next question. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? There is no current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being tested. American democracy is under attack.
It's under attack.
Thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't have an answer on that one.
Okay. Next, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Now, regarding your gender, and with all due respect, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your opinions. You have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.